Blog Talk Radio. Awuzu billahi minash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Iraq, Bilal, Iraq, man, Mirahim, Malik, Yomedin, Iyaka, Nabudu, Iyaka, Nasta'in, Ihdina, Sirat, Mustaqim, Sirat, Al-Ladhina, An'amta, Alayhim, Khairul Maghdubi Alayhim Walidolin Ameen. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show, Message of Concern. And since I do see yourself on, I didn't translated in English, but if I should, then I will, or I will ask someone else they would like to do it. If what I mean would like to do it, I am making what I mean. Right now. Okay, well, I recommend a lot better card too. You want to? I opened up, but I said the Arabic part of the El Fatiha. Do you want to do the English part or you want me to do it? It's nobody but just us on you and I.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see it. I was right in between some, but that's all right.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. With God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful, merciful redeemer, all praise be to God, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment, deity we worship, not aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those upon whom thou bestows thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and who go not astray. Yes, assalamu alaikum. Yes.
What I plan to do
is have Reparations Radio. I got a couple of things to report. I'll call back in and let after more people log in to let them know that after the Message of Concern goes off at 9 o'clock Eastern time, I'm going to come on for a half hour, hour, and report some things that I learned about Robert Johnson and Robert Smith.
Oh, okay. That'll be good. I think I'll stay on too then. I'll listen to
that. Okay, then. Okay, inshallah. Okay, I'll get back with you then.
Okay, brother.
All right.
I sound like him. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you, Brother Ameen. So you heard that announcement. And please, everybody, stay tuned when you come on, and we'll announce it again during the program. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show, Message of Concern. Our number one and priority of the program. But also, we cover on Tuesdays, Sunday nights, and Tuesday nights from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you and your own zones know your own timing. But we also cover the psychological effect that that image has on the minds of the world's children. And we try to keep it, in the realms of Islam and respect for others when you're speaking. And you can, but you can also put one on your receiver, and you can be brought into the queue. And your mics will be open to voice your opinions, ask questions, or give us information that you have and how, you know, you feel and the psychological effect that the mind, psychological effect that the image has on the mind of the world's children. But right now, we want to let you know that the Blog Talk Radio Show Message of Concern is sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School. S is for science, T is for technology, E is for engineering, M is for mathematics, it's for math. And we feel that that covers the really El-Islam, S-T-E-M, STEM. Covers El-Islam and all of those things are like subjects in the Al-Quran, and they're all touched on. So we know that our children need this STEM program. STEM program is very good for our children. It covers all the things that they really should be studying about in school. But since the COVID that we know of also has put a dampen on our children's education, because a lot of them were taught, have to be home taught, homeschooled, and then not only do they have to be homeschooled, a few of them can't even do that, but they cannot go to school for a long time, you know, during that period of the COVID. But this year it seems to be different. They're not acknowledging so much the mask anymore, and the social distances, and the proper hygiene, like the washing of the hands and putting the hand sanitizer on the hands, you know. But you got to remember, when you're out and you go out amongst people, and even at the grocery stores, when you touch the handles of the basket of the buggies, you know, everybody that came through that way, your way, has also touched their hands to touch the basket to push it. So please, still be careful. Please follow the precautions that we're instructed to follow during this virus, this COVID, you know, virus. And it still exists. It's another cool weather coming, which is supposed to be better, that it's not supposed to be spread as much during that cold weather time, but it seems like it's just the opposite. It's spreading more during the cold weather time, it seems like, because Sister TB, Sisters 2, and pneumonia, Sisters 2, the COVID, because it's a respiratory problem with the COVID, you know, you're breathing in, and just the, that's why they ask for social distances, because when you breathe, you have the droplet method, and it spreads in another's place, or spreads in the air. And if you're close to the person that sneezes, then you're not social, observing social distances, then some of the droplet method may go your way. You may not even be aware of it. So please take precautionary measures, okay? Please take precautionary measures. Okay, and pneumonia too, we know. If you don't dress up good in the wintertime, and the mask even helps, because a lot of times we would have muffles on our, not muffles, we would have on the neck cover, and the scarves would be over, you know, our mouths, you know, and just to cover yourself for pneumonia weather, you know. Don't let the pneumonia get you. Just take your, you know, precautionary measures. Okay, and the schools will be, like I said, they're not observing it as much as they should this year, because they're letting children go back to school full time still. Let them go back to school full time, as far as I know. You know, there may be some later information, or current information, that might not be promoting that, you know. But as far as I know, they are going back to school. The children are going back to school full blast this year. Even though the COVID precautionary measures are out there, they're still going back to school full time, full blast this year. They're no longer being homeschooled unless the parents, I would think, would request it or ask for them to they could be homeschooled and taught by the parents at home. Inshallah. Inshallah. Okay, we certainly wanted to expound a little bit on the holiday for this month. And as we go along, we will do a little bit, you know, just touch, since it's in the current month of October, you know, the Halloween is the thing for this particular time. Spooks and goblins.
Yeah, you right here. I'm gonna check for you. And if we have that file in our brand, it's going to be $6. I'm going to say
for you here, thank you. I'm
going to say
Assalamu alaikum. It seems like I'm in the host. I'm not, they say I'm in the host queue now, but I called in through the 515 number in order to get back in. Brother Imeen. Brother Imeen. Brother Imeen. Oh, my goodness. Just continue. Continue this now. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Well, I don't know what to do. I just got him up. Because he's not in here.
Please place your item on the belt. If you have your shopper's card, scan it now. Enter your alternate ID. Thank you.
Okay. Well,
enter the number of
like
bags
I'm back in for the host show, for the host.
$6. If you have coupons, press coupon. Otherwise, select your method of payment. System processing. Swipe or insert card and follow instructions on pin pad.
Okay, I'm going to put Brother Amin on the auto part. And I'm going to go on and try to do what I'm doing here. But I did just finish speaking about the children and the COVID. And I was hoping that someone might have heard me, or he might have heard me. But then I got kicked out. So I had to call back in through the guest line, because they wouldn't let me in the host line, because he was in the position of the host line, doctor. Oh, God. Imam, but I mean Muhammad. But anyway, I'm back on now. And they got me in the host spot. So I did put Brother Amin, I put you on. Let me see if I could connect you back. So you had something else to do, but. Brother Amin, can you hear me? Can you hear me? No. No, you can't hear me. You're busy. Okay, I'll let you go then. Let you go and take care of your business. And there's no one else on here but me and him. So when he wants to okay, I went to read, but I didn't want to just read, and there's nobody else listening to it but me. I'm trying to consider the radio audience that's outside that may not be on the board, and I may not know of them, but I would like to share with them something, too, but I don't want to read to myself. I wanted to wait until it came on so I could be able to. To read, and they would hear me, but evidently they're not concerned right now, or can't get on right now. Well, we just have to do what we have to do, that's all. Make out the best way we can, and not get... Okay, turn the phone up. Oh, I don't get disconnected. I'm on the web, and it just blocked out. Okay, let's see what we got here. Five children in this week's Muslim Journal. You see that? Because Brother Amin is going to come on after the show and do 30 minutes of reparation for us, some new information. Okay, just like we have nobody else on, but we shall continue to move on. Okay, I'm trying to get the page that I want now. Keeping on the education part. Okay, Brother Imam, people want to call you Imam. I don't know what happened. Let me put you back on now. your brother Ameen.
Yeah, assalamu alaikum.
Brother Ameen. But I'm Sam. I don't know what happened, but they banked me out, and they just cut me right off. And I was talking before. And you on, but then I called back in. They said they wouldn't let me into the host part, so I called back in through the 515, and that's when I got in.
Then
you went off.
You know, if the call drops or something, you know, we just got to, you know, call again. You know,
that's what
keep,
I've been doing.
You know, yeah, because it happens all the time. It happens all the time.
Okay, okay. I've never
know,
heard it like this right
time.
Here, though. Okay.
Mm. Yeah, well, Blog Talk has not, you know, perfected it. So it's because, you know, it's going to drop or something's going to happen.
And,
you know, some type of wire is going to get crossed some way.
Okay, then. All right. So it looked like you up here twice, and I dropped once, and I'm back on here again. I'm in the host queue now. Okay. It's just you and I still. And
oh, is that right? So,
yes, sir.
Okay, so Shuja didn't call in. Nobody called in?
No.
Okay.
Nobody called.
I see. Okay. I see. Well, there was a lot going on this morning. They had a nice show.
That's good.
Brother Waleed Shamsuddin, where his father was in New York, I think they say. And can you hear me?
Yes, he will.
Yeah. His father, his father had a kind of like a fish and fry type thing in the first marriage, you know, first resurrection, and then he was a successful businessman in New York, and then he educated his son, and his son went away to college and came back and expanded on his father's business, expanded.
Uh-huh.
And they have a group now called Supreme Burger Worldwide or something like that, Supreme Burger Worldwide.
Yes, in Saudi Arabia.
You say, are they in Saudi Arabia?
They expanded to Saudi Arabia. If you're talking about the same Sam Shadeen that has the brother, like you said, the son took, you know, expanded his businesses, and his mother died not too long ago. Two of them, they do have them. And the burger is, I remember when he went to Saudi Arabia to do the lamb burger. I don't know if the beef burger's gotten over there yet, but I know he went to do the lamb burger and it was successful. So they're partners now. Saudi Arabia is with him. And also in the African country of, almost called it. But anyway, the one that's so popular, the one that's walled
up. It doesn't matter whether you trade it up or not. You could have drafted somebody else.
Okay.
No, it doesn't. If you have the number one pick, if the
yeah, I'm like, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. They're pretty good. Pretty good businesses too. Yeah. Spoke on them the other day. The last time I was on. So the brother is young.
Right.
For the Sam Shadeen son.
Right. So they had a this morning's show was the sister's show. What's her name? Study Al-Islam.
Okay. Sister.
Right.
Okay.
And she interviewed him, and he has some type of international investment business or something. He's trying to get off the ground and introduce it to the community. So those shows are archived, so you can put it up by just Googling Study Al-Islam, I guess, Waleed Shamsuddin.
Okay.
I was asking the brother before you know, who do the show Do For Sale, is this rapper, remember this rapper named DMX? He became a very big in the rap world. And but I was told that his father was named Shamsuddin. And I wanted to, do you know anything about that?
No, I don't. I don't know that. I didn't know that Brother Shamsuddin had any other son.
I don't know if it's this Shamsuddin or different Shamsuddin.
Okay.
That's what I want to find out. DMX, from what I understand, DMX was raised up in a Muslim family.
Exactly.
But he, went crazy in the rap world, and so he started rapping kind of filthy, with filthy stuff.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
If he is a son of Brother Shamsuddin, or if he's the brother of the young Brother Shamsuddin now, then his name is kept on the down low. Because I never heard that he was a part of this Brother Shamsuddin here with the Supreme Fish Restaurants. DMX, I never knew that he was a part of.
Right. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, they got this on now.
Can you still hear me?
El Carmon. I can still hear you good. Right, I can still hear you real good.
All right.
Mm-hmm. They got a lot of good things on now for the teaching of the children. I'm looking at one now on page 10 of the Muslim Journal. No wonder. It's the Islamic Learning Institute. Okay. And they have the... Okay, they're slow today. I wonder what's... Oh, today is the first Sunday for Mars Cares, but it usually be over by now.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah, that could be the reason why. First Sunday.
Right. Mm-hmm, first Sunday.
It's also, possible that on these occasions with, Mars Cares first Sunday... So you can dial into Investment and Concern and broadcast from the place if it's something interesting.
You can?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, you'd have to have a remote iPhone. I could do everything on my iPhone.
You see, that's another thing, too, but I know you're busy and you haven't had time, and I've been trying to do different things to bring some cash into the house here, but...
The same way, you have an iPhone. Okay, what do you do when you log into your laptop? What do you do? In other words, I'm saying do the same thing that you do on the laptop, do it on your iPhone.
Okay, but would I have to download my, I get what you're saying. But when I get on my computer, the Windows, and all that is up already, and you can, tune in like that. You can type it in to search. Now, when I pull up my cell phone here, would I just key in to search on my cell phone for the Blog Talk Radio Show, Message of Concern?
What do you do on your laptop?
What I first did on my laptop, I had to just on my laptop. That's what I had to do. That's what I had did first in order to. And it come. It's like already. There's no way that I can just paste it in or nothing like that. But I each time, I just go to the dresser bar down there in the search bar rather, and put Blog Talk Radio Show in. So, and then it comes up, sign in, Blog Talk Radio sign in. That's what it has. And then I'm able to get into it.
Here's what they always tell me. You have to play with it a little bit. You gotta try it and then see what's happening, and you know, I mean,
right.
Y'all are on every day. So you have time to experiment with it and see what you can do on your iPhone. You know.
Right.
Don't pay attention. I wouldn't pay attention to it. You know, it's always going to be something, you know.
So just play with it, huh, and see and experiment on
it
and all
experiment
that.
Experiment with it. Experiment with it and see what happens. Right. See what failed and then change up and do it every day until you get on with your iPhone, you know, and then you'll be home.
Yeah, okay. Okay. I'm going to have to get another computer, too. And my phone, it's always acting up. I have to get it checked out or get it changed one because it's an i14. I haven't had that long, not even a year. And it shouldn't be really acting up like this. So many malfunctions on here. Yeah, but I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna try it. It's 7:45 and nobody else has come on yet. I can't believe this. Yeah, I'm gonna excuse me. Are you still on with Ani? Well, looks like I'm back on here again by myself. Let me see if I could play something, a CD or something, because this is not going to work like this. Let me see if I can call them in some other place. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bismillah Rahman Rahim. We open the bear witness and we testify there is no God but one God. Proper name is Allah. This is the Block Talk Radio Station. We already have said our prayers and thank Allah for allowing us to come on tonight. Coming out of California, it's been on since 7 o'clock our time. So we are here. We are here to get rid of the image that have caused the whole world be put in the darkness that is in. Our leader, Imam Wahid Muhammad, pointed out what all the prophets pointed out before in Scripture, that the false image of God is the worst form of oppression. As long as that image up in the world, it's always going to be people mislacking each other on small matters. Color is small matter because everybody that has a color, and they don't have it because they gave it to themselves. They have it because God, the Creator, gave it to them, or gave it to us to test us in. But this world don't want us to think about that. So we're working tonight, 6 days a week, calling people back to the oneness of God. Asking people, and this is Sister Knight, and I'm going to turn this over to my wife. She coming as soon as she come in here. This is Sister Knight, and they are speaking on the psychological effect of their image has on the mind of the children and the world children, because all children are children, and they are in the world for the adults to lead them right. I've seen a little girl on the internet kicking her grandma. That's one ugly picture. Kicking the one that is protecting her after her mama probably don't have time to be with her all the time. Kicking her grandma. Talking to her grandmama like she ain't nothing. The world have led our children to this madness. When the world we started off in trying to get free, I remember we couldn't say anything out the way to our mothers. Even though, I mean, the world was somewhat messed up, but we were nicer to the senior citizens than they are now. Then sometimes they have no respect for people that's older than them. They don't know how to say, excuse me, I beg your pardon. We as Muslims have to set the example for the world. The Christians have let this world go to Satan. How do they do that? Well, the preacher teaches a good sermon. But at the end of the sermon, he said, after he said all them things and all give all the warning, he come back and said, Jesus have died for your sin. So this destroyed all the message that he brought. This destroyed the message. And this message, once it hit the eardrums, hit your mind, it go, if it don't have nothing to check it, it will go off in the wrong direction. So we had to set the example for the people, all people. Caucasian people used to come get our granny, our grandmama and granddaddy to raise their children. They didn't have time. Many times, the breast milk that Caucasian baby got, they got it from our mothers, our grandmothers.
All these things add up to they owe us. That's all. All of them add up to they owe us. And we, Allah told us to get our share of this world. And specifically in the next world, it belongs to us. But get our share here. And we know we don't ask for it, we won't get it. So we know the psychological effect of that image, what it had on our children. That's why our children trying to get the Caucasian hair, the Caucasian look, the way the Caucasian carry their pocketbooks and how the Caucasian act. But none of them is trying to get a skyscraper like the Caucasian. Big ship to take you over the waters, like the big cruise ship that you find at the dock that take you all over the world. Ain't none of us trying to get those things, but we just trying to get the look. We didn't want to look like them, and we done been sold the idea that that's looking like them might help us get across. These are the lies. These are the falsehoods that we bought into. So in order for us to get rid of all these falsehoods, we have to expose them. We have to expose them to the one, even to the Caucasian. They need help. And that's what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad doing. He was trying to help them. I don't see, that was a psychology, but that psychology is what to help them. They can't say that nobody had called them what they became. They can't say that. Elijah said they had become, they didn't argue with Elijah. But the Christians and the coward human beings that live among us, they the one put up the argument. They the one want to embarrass you for saying that. They didn't want to say that you was teaching hate, and it was nothing but the truth. You could go in 1965, and you can cut the TV on, and they were right in Selma, Alabama, Caucasian people. TV. Caucasian people.
You got the TV on in there?
Caucasian people were sicking dogs on old people, young people, beating them up, killing them, raping them. And the Bible said that when you see people destructive like that, they are the devil. They are working in the capacity of the devil. Well, I was holding it down for my wife. She done showed up. We've been on ever since. She's been on every day for 8:05, 7:05. So we want to keep the show going. We just got it tonight. He's so glad that tonight for Moscow to come on.
First Sunday.
We sitting there sleeping and just slipped out of mind. And I looked at my messenger. And seen nothing. Nobody sent me, so I'm going to call Imam Eden and remind him to make sure that they send me something. They ain't sent me out nothing in a while. So I'm gonna turn it back over to my wife, who wanna read some things, talk about the psychological effect. Ask for the sister to help read. Okay, well here she is. May Allah's peace keep be on us. May us that we keep working together. And she's on. She on. There you go.
It's like this is a real task trying to get through here. Assalamu alaikum. The last name, Mercy, with a fashion, Mercy, Redeemer. I bear witness that Fatima, that there's only one God, created the heavens and earth and all in between, who we choose to call Allah. And the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the seal of the prophets. May the peace and blessings ever be upon him. We
I've been on, yeah, since 7:05, and it seemed like it was slow getting started because nobody was coming on, and I happened to think, and I mentioned the brother Imean, I said, you know, evidently it must be because today is the first Sunday in the month of May. Maybe that's why everybody's not on. See? Well, I'm going to have to call the names of people who are not on, but I was wondering where everybody was, you know. But inshallah, we're here, and that's all that matters. We're just here. And we've been talking right along, but I mean to say he's going to come on afterwards. Blog Talk Radio show go off and be on for about 30 minutes with the reparation. He wants to talk about that. He wanted to make sure everybody knew he's going to come on and stay about 30 minutes because it's some new information he's got, and he wants to share it with us. New information he's got about reparation, and he wants to come on, stay on to about 9:30 after the Blog Talk Radio show go off. That's his concern. And he wants to share that with us. So, okay, I told you about that. Okay, assalamu alaikum, and rock much love at the cartoon room right along. It's good to see somebody else up on the screen, though. That's for sure, because Brother Amin has been in and out, but he's very busy tonight. And is the sister anywhere around? Does she want to read it? I was reading this Muslim Journal this week, and it has so many, many, many good articles in here about everything. And the Islamic Institute, I mean, it's really what they call jamming. Thumping. Islamic Institute. They got a lot going on there. I'm just seeing it. And they got the Mobile Masjid of El Islam's banquet commemorates educators of Clara Muhammad School System, Mobile, Alabama. Now I don't know if Sister Sharifa is on or not, if she wants to read it. If she does, it'll be a blessing. But if she doesn't, then I will go on, and I will read it. My mic is on, so I guess I will go on and read it. Did I get my? I didn't even bring mine, did I? I don't want to get hot. Okay, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Excuse me, everybody. I was trying to find out. I didn't want my shoulders to get hot. Okay, I'm thirsty. Okay, it says, this is the issue, September the 16th through 22. September the 16th through the 22nd, 2023. It's on page 7. And it reads, Mobile Masjid of El Islam's Banquet commemorates educators of Clara Muhammad School System. All right. Okay, I'm going to read this. It's not much. It's a little crinkly, but that's okay. Still, I'm going to read it. You come now and you come later. Okay, it says, by Imam Haji Kamal H. Saleem. Imam Haji Kamal H. Saleem. I don't think I've heard of his name. I was trying to remember. I don't think I've heard of his name. But in a way, it reads, Mobile, Alabama. And when Abraham said unto his Lord, My Lord, show me how thou givest life to the dead. He said, Dost thou not believe? Abraham said, Yea. But I ask, in order that my heart may be at ease. And that's what the Quran said. And I had heard somebody had said once before, so that he could get a clarification. Okay. Then he goes on to read, His Lord said, Take 4 of the birds and cause them to incline unto thee. Then place a part of them on each hill. Then call them and they will come to thee in haste. And know that Allah is mighty, wise, Holy Quran, Surah Baqarah, Ayat 260. That information, that's the reference for that information was gotten that I just read. Okay, it goes on to read, We in this Muslim American community understand that one of the house birds symbolically represents education. Therefore, on September 2, 2023, the Mobile Masjid of El Islam hosted a banquet celebrating and commemorating the educators of the, or the educators of the Clara Mohammed School System here in Mobile. Here in Mobile, in 1981, the school became a reality. The commemorative banquet was well attended by former students, families, relatives, and well-wishers joining it to be a part of this historic event. The former students, who are well into adulthood, gave passionate and compelling reflections on their time, Wait a minute, we got to connect here. Okay, this occasion was filled with memories, warm tears, and a time of reflection on the foundational efforts of the pioneers who established the school with limited resources and a whole lot of faith. We are reflecting upon decades ago when the spirit of inspired believers decided to take on the arduous task of educating their own children with an Islamic education, realizing that the task would be challenging since none of the pioneers had received an Islamic education. I remember that too. Many were reversed to this religion. Coming from Christian backgrounds, they were inspired by the early efforts of Sister Clara Evans Muhammad, who educated her own children rather than turning them over to the public school system. Also, motivation came from the leadership of her son, Imam W.B. Muhammad, who was a serious proponent of Islamic education. Okay, you should be my glasses. Educator. And it says up here, the commemorative banquet was well attended by former students, relatives, families, and well-wishers joining to be a part of this historic event. The former students who are well into adulthood gave passionate and compelling reflections on their time in the school here in Mobile. They emphasized the foundation that attending the school gave them and how that foundation helped them tremendously when they had to leave and attend public school. Some explained how traumatic it was to leave a school environment of prayer, discipline, and a loving environment, then to be propelled into the public school system with little or no discipline, no prayer, and much profanity. They spoke fondly of the relationships they'd established at the Sister Clara Muhammad School with their peers, and how those relationships healed with them in this day. At the dinner, they witnessed 6 awardees, educators who rendered service to the Sister Clara Muhammad School. They were Sister Aisha Abdullah, Sister Melvina El-Amin, Dr. Mariam Hassan, Sister Zakia Mustafa, posthumous, Sister Hania Zafia, posthumous, Sister Elizabeth. The keynote address was delivered by Sister Aisha Abdullah of Birmingham, Alabama. A very strong message she delivered was very inspirational as it took us down memory lane, referencing Amen. This one was being here. Am I on? Okay, it took us down memory lane. Referencing the time she spent here as an educator and principal of the school, Sister Abdullah walked the audience through the steps and struggles that eventually manifested itself into a school. Judging from the testimonials of the students and seeing how Allah has blessed them tremendously in their lives, this gives open testament that the sacrifices and struggles of those who worked hard to make the school a reality achieved a great work that continues to benefit the individuals and the community at large. The fitting theme, see, somebody's listening here because this thing is real light that's on here. That's something. Anyway, hope they can learn from it, maybe. The fitting theme showing gratitude to Islamic education was so fitting as the former students of this Sister Claire Muhammad School expressed their sincere gratitude and appreciation for their early Islamic education. The attendance was great. Okay. Okay, where is it now? The attendance was great. Okay. This Quranic Surah 5, Ayah 91, Satan's plan is but to excite enmity and hatred between you with toxicants and gambling and hinder you from the remembrance of Allah and your prayer. Will you not then sustain? Okay. Now I'm going to stop reading right here with that. And I'm going to mark it. And we can pick that up later. Okay, thank you. Okay, right there. Okay. Now, somebody is messing with my phone and I can hear it. I can hear it right now. See, it says 1 hour. I don't understand that. It's like an inside tape recorder is on
here. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Yes, sir. Sharika got it on there on the computer. You want her to continue to read where you left off?
Oh, okay. Maybe it's a tick that I hear then. Okay, then. Yes, she can. It's page 7.
Yeah. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam, rahmatullah, barakatuh. I'm glad you want to pick up on the reading. It's got so much on here, I'm having to try to get to the connecting parts of it.
Yeah, I have to try to get some stronger glasses because I have the digital subscription.
Uh-huh.
Oh. And sometimes I can get the print large, and sometimes
uh-huh.
It doesn't come up the menu where you can make it large. So
I'll see
if I can read it because it's not coming up large. So
it's not coming up large. Yeah, it's on page
7. So you're still on 7 or did you go to the next page?
No, I'm still on 7.
Okay,
and I'm trying to connect because there's so many parts of it.
Okay.
And
at the bottom of the page, what page does it say it's continued on? Is that 22?
23.
Okay, I was wondering if there was.
Uh-huh. It says continued on 23.
Okay.
Let me see what's over here on 23, because this right here, it's like
okay.
It's
I'm going to try one more time to see if I can make it larger.
Okay.
Because if not,
okay.
I guess I won't be able to read it because
yeah,
the print
is small. I got my glasses too. We're supposed to be getting them on the 9th of September, and I'm reading out of some drugstore glasses, thick, but they're still not doing too good of a job. Not doing too good of a job. I'm telling you, we're always getting something done. Like I did your work, working with too. I'm working with my mouth and my eyeglasses as well. Now, don't strain yourself, Sharifa.
Oh, okay. I'm going to try it again. I'm pushing around it now, let's see. No, it's not coming up. So the print is too small for me to see. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have to call Muslim Journal about that and bring that to their attention. Sometimes they have a menu but the menu doesn't always come to the food.
Okay.
So, sorry for interrupting.
It's okay.
I'll listen. Okay.
Okay, then. Thank you anyway, sister, for your effort. Appreciate it. I'll get back to it. Okay. Well, I see this is two different things. One about the mayor and one about the school. That's what it was. Okay. Oh, this is 23. Okay. And it says the attendance was great. And then it says, okay, and it's the okay right here is that at the Claire Muhammad School System. Okay, it says the keynote address was delivered by Sister Aisha Abdullah of Birmingham, Alabama. The very strong message that she delivered was very inspirational. As it took us down memory lane, yeah, they read that part, okay. And Sister Abdullah walked the audience through the steps and struggles that eventually manifested itself into a school. Judging from the testimonials of the students and seeing how Allah has blessed them tremendously in their lives, this gives open testament that the sacrifices and struggles of those who worked hard to make the school a reality achieved a great work that continues to benefit the individuals and the community at large. The fitting theme showing gratitude to Islamic education was so fitting as the former students of the Sister Claire Muhammad School expressed their sincere gratitude and appreciation for their early Islamic education. The attendance was great. Okay. And okay, we got to start on 23. See, they didn't do this right. Got to start on 23, I guess. Because the other part up is about Brother Norman with the Dawah in Kalamazoo. So we got to go on to 23. How could they split it up like that? Mm-hmm. how I don't know how I can get that up, but in a way, this does not finish up right here. So we'll just stop right there where it started telling us about the sacrifices, open testament, that the sacrifices, okay, struggle, okay, the fitting theme showing gratitude to Islamic education was so fitting as the former students of the Sister Paramount School expressed their sincere gratitude and appreciation for their early Islamic education. And it says the attendance was great. Okay. So that's where that ends. And then it starts talking about the Dawah. Bilal Islamic Center of Kalamazoo, Michigan, hosts yearly community Dawah. And then they've got Brother Norman Muhammad being over that. Okay. So that's another thing that starts on that's on 23. And I don't think that that's got anything to do. It doesn't have anything to do with just Grand Muhammad Schools. Education. I think they missed out on something here. But anyway, we got that part in. I'm not going to worry about it. Just try to teach. No need to worry about it, right? Just go on over to another page and we can see what something else has to do with the education of Claire Muhammad School, education in the Islamic school system. Okay. Someone asked me the other day about the full-time schools. Approximately how many full-time schools do we have, Sister Claire Muhammad schools do we have? And back here on page 11, it states how many. It gives their names and everything. And I see 2, 4, 6. 8, 10, yeah, I said 10, but it's 11. It's 11 of them. It's 11 of them. So I don't know. You know, they are now asking for monies at the Mars Cares to be sent for the schools, Kramhama schools, donations and help and all that they will. Distributed some kind of way they were speaking on it. But we also know we still have that $150 initiative to support Sister Claire Muhammad School of Miami. Okay, that's the one that's coming up now for September. But they have every month a different school is assisted with the $50, $100 people give $50 every month, and that's pretty good. That is pretty good. I appreciate that. Okay. Houston, Texas, can I stop now? Okay. Oh, here's another one. It's got Education and Islamic School System, page 11. And it's honoring Sister Clara Muhammad. Well, you know, it's got the little insert up here where it says, the purpose of the Nation of Islam was to give us enough faith in our own original creation to make us have faith in our ability to think for ourselves, to think independently. I can be a factor for that change, because I refuse to give up the practice of thinking for my Imam W.D. Muhammad. He's in Los Angeles, California, November the 21st of 1992. And up under this, on page 11 of this issue, September 16th through 22nd, 2023, it's talking about El Quran, the most excellent influencer for humanity. It's talking about the education that they're offering. And you have the late Imam Qasim Ahmed, Imam Yahya Abdullah, guest speaker, and Haja Anissa Dewan. Oh, there's my friend from Little Rock, Arkansas, co-director Okay, is it Illinois? She moved to Illinois. Did she get married and moved to Illinois? Okay, then you got a sister, Nadia Ahmed, Illinois, co-director, and sister Rashida Muslim, a student. Oh, okay. Then it's got the Quran. Oh, please. Then it's got Houston, Texas. Okay, it says, we cannot stop now. This quote from Imam W.D. Muhammad has been an inspiration for the team of believers dedicated to the development of Islamic Learning Institute. Oh, that's what that is, Islamic Learning Institute. So they're saying that Sister Anissa is the co-director, and Sister Nadia Ahmed is a co-director of this school. That's good. That's very good. Okay, let's go on back. I'm sorry. And that's in Houston, Texas. Okay. It says, okay, we cannot stop now. Okay, Illinois. Alhamdulillah, we celebrated the 12th semester of online Quranic Arabic reading. Really? Sure, that's right, because I thought they used to come mainly in the Ramadan time to read in the morning early. Different ones take different topics, finishing up the Quran. Okay, it says the 12th semester of online Quranic Arabic reading, grammar, and tafsir classes. Oh, this is something different. Okay. The Institute showcased end of semester celebration with the profound theme, Al-Quran, the most excellent influencer for humanity, the entire movement and goal of Islamic ILI. Okay, Islamic Learning Institute represents the legacy of Imam Qasim Ahmed and his lifelong effort to promote the study of the Quran. These online classes began with just one class and eight adult students in 2019, with its beginning level one Quranic Arabic class. Exactly 4 years later, the Islamic Learning Institute has grown to serve hundreds of believers, that's true, believers by offering over 20 classes in various levels of basic Quranic Arabic study, including the beginning level, reading fluency, tajweed, recitation of the Quran with precision, tafsir, explanation of the Quran, grammar, salah course, Arabic handwriting, and other applied Quranic students classes. Currently, Quranic Arabic reading fluency, grammar, salah course, and tajweed classes are also being offered to our young scholars. A title used to inspire our youth as they progress in the study of Quran to become young scholars. Alhamdulillah. All courses are free to our youth, and alhamdulillah, we registered 175 young scholars in our summer semester. Our goal is to prepare them to be leaders under the banner of Al-Islam. At the end of each semester, Islamic Learning Institute celebrates the achievements of its students in two programs, which includes the reading recitation program and the student recognition ceremony. The reading recitation program showcased the achievements of Islamic Learning Institute students, from the young scholars to the finest of recitation by Sister Rashida Muslim, who progressed from the beginning Quranic course to our Tajweed certification program. Alhamdulillah. At the onset of the Sunday program, Sister Nadia Ahmed, the director of Islamic Learning Institute, shared with the audience three things after reciting the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He dies not who gives life to learning. She reminded the audience that the Prophet's mission to education has been entrusted to us. She then reflected on Imam W.D. Muhammad's instruction for us to work as a collective body to build institutions for future generations. The goal of the Islamic Learning Institute has been just that, not just becoming a host for online classes, but to build a legacy of education to serve humanity for years to come. She finished with the reminder that Quranic education is the most important tool of our ummah. Haja Anisa Dewan, who is working alongside Sister Nadia as co-director, reiterated that the culture of Islamic Learning Institute is based in Quran. The progress of the human being is not based in pass or fail, but it is based on the amount of effort put forward by the individual as they progress in their study of Quran. This is due mercy of Allah. It's true. This is the mercy of Allah. She also stressed the reality that in order for the Institute to survive and thrive, it needs ongoing support from our community because Islamic Learning Institute is a product of our community. Sister Anisa, who discussed the progressive 5-year plan of Islamic Learning Institute to become a degreed and accredited institution. The guest speaker, Imam Yahya Abdullah, delivered a very powerful and inspiring message, strategically articulating verses from the Quran as evidence that the Quran is the most excellent influencer for humanity. Then it starts to begin in 22. And then that's going to end our session for today, okay. Okay, here it is. He began with a statement from, I'm right. I don't be wrong about it. This is a continuation of it right here. And it says, El Quran, the most excellent influence of humanity. Yes. Okay, so he began with a statement from Imam W.D. Muhammad stating how Allah elevated Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the revelation of the Quran and how it ushered in the sciences and the Renaissance beginning from the 8th to the 11th centuries in Europe and Spain. Imam Yahya explained how the revelation pointed to the possibility of space travel hundreds of years, atmosphere, travel beyond, of the space travel hundreds of years before man's travel beyond Earth's atmosphere. The Quran is truly the highest form of education and refinement for humanity. The excitement of the day could be felt during the highlight of the program as the audience shouted takbir in behalf of the graduating students as each instructor read off the names of those who completed one level of studies and progressed into the next level, alhamdulillah. In addition to the ceremony, each student received a certificate of completion for their dedicated effort of study in the Quran. We cannot stop now. Please donate and receive Sadaqa Jariya. Visit us at www.islamiclick.com. www.islamicli.org. Wow. That is really, and don't have, students don't have to pay anything to go there. That's a blessing right there. This right here looks like I'll read it next time because it's a continuation. But it's called Understanding the Bronze Star, Silver Star, and Medal of Freedom. Medal of Freedom. Oh, my goodness. I never knew about that. The Bronze Star, Silver Star, and Medal of Freedom. Good. And it says, etched into my soul. Etched is E-T-C-H-E-D, into my soul. Little book. I hadn't heard of that one. Okay. I think next time we're going to touch on this one right here. I'll be back on Tuesday. We got to know about that. That sounds important. Activating our or your inherent yeah, it is. It's okay. It looks like we only have a few minutes left. Akbar, you want to close us out, please? Nobody on here, Akbar. You go and close us out, please.
Blessing on God. For Allah is perfect, call his prayer to offer to you, bestow on Muhammad the meaning of greatness. Please elevate Muhammad to the most exalted place that I promise him, and I never break that promise. For Allah, please bless him with good. This world and good is that keep us away from the hellfire. Amen.
Okay. Amen. Okay. Well, thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
And stay safe. Until next time. May Allah bless us all. Assalamu alaikum. What is this? Mr. Wilson broadcast Islam 2 hours ago. Oh, they got it. Oh, Lord, they got it on here now. Oh, because Brother Witchfell said he's coming on after this goes off for 30 minutes. It just came right up on the house. It never did that before. Let's see.
I want to hear what he got to say, y'all.
Let's see. The host is already followed.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
But I want to. I'm free, man.
I'm not going to get all that mess.
What you going to do?
All that noise.
That you can't stop.
Tell you to stop it. Just ask you to stop it if you wouldn't do it.
It's
bad table manners. Get up and go on to the next room.
That's
not
bad manners at my table.
No, you do that at everybody's table.
Bad manners at my table. So. Anybody got
I just did. No, I ain't holding no peace. You disturbing mine.
Right out there with me tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? I've got too much work here to do, baby.
No, you said you want to ride.
No, I did not. I didn't tell them to ride. I got 20 people about to blame the phone and all this kind of stuff I bought. I don't have time to ride around and go sit. I don't have time to do that. I can't do that. You asked me about cleaning up the house, asked me about doing this and doing that, and I know I got to get all the clothes out of there moving now. I'm going to have to. I don't know what I got and what I don't have.
Surprise you to figure it out.
Well, whatever. Oh, my God. I need to get my bed in the bed at night. Oh, oh, okay. Can you see the dryer? Hmm. Oh, my goodness. Oh. I'm supposed to be going down there, putting them other seats in their washer. Back in the refrigerator. Then get cold again.